bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Right, okay, so we're good to go. Everybody can hear us. Sam is about to play Alien Isolation, technically for the second time, in the dark, with me, and so me and Chiz are just going to come in, into the video here a little bit so you can see that we are here.
Cool.
So you can see me, I'm here, hello, and Chiz is there too. we're going to do a show after this, because frankly this is going to take months. Right.
Oh, we're scamps.
It's not even Thursday.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is like, oh, this is like Halloween special, basically.
Yeah. So we're trying to do something kind of scary.
Anyway, go, play.
Right, Sam, off we go. Escape the area.
Okay, so are we doing the... it's disgusting for a start. Chase has it on weird controls. So I'm going to have to change that.
Change your controls. Okay.
I need a bit of a chance.
Then, yeah.
Is it X or Y? I can never remember.
It's usually Y, isn't it?
Off.
Yeah, and right. Hit back.
Okay.
Did that do
then,
that?
Hang on.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, that's better. Right, so playing like a normal person.
That's because I use a controller. No. Right.
Well, yeah, that's...
Normal people are
well.
Inverted. Think how you're heading.
Oh, this is the same thing.
Yeah, I've told you to do this first.
I specifically said not this one.
Well, what are you doing there? What are you picking up?
Whatever's handy.
Make us feel like we're there with you.
No, Paul.
It's a bit brighter than I was
expecting.
It's
going to be bad and... No, it's not. In a bit, it gets worse. What's... I thought that was a sausage. Doesn't that look like a German sausage?
Bertwurst or something.
Yeah.
Wurzel.
Where's the flamer?
It's a flamethrower not there. Well,
I'm just staying in here.
The aim of this level is basically get to the end, but you're not unleashed into the level or timed until you go out the main door, which be to your right, to your left.
I know. I've played it before, just.
I know. It's not kind of looking like it, though.
I'm looking for stuff. Where's the flamethrower?
I don't think... I think you have to...
It was
kind
there
of, yeah,
last time.
I think you have to unlock it.
Oh, God.
Now, the alien is unleashed.
Oh, right. So is that with little green dots? Is that the alien?
There he is!
Remember a duck, you make less noise. Oh, he's not okay. Okay. How's your heart rate feel up here?
I'm fine. Cheers.
You'll have a button for your flashlight somewhere.
Yeah,
well.
I'm trying not to use them.
Alright. It's not far away, though. It's moving away. No, it's come back. Yeah. Oh, wait. Where is it?
There.
Oh, it's a nice dead body there. Oh, there he is. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
I don't like it. Nice. You didn't.
I've just set up picture in picture, Sam. So now the viewers have a picture of your face down here.
Cool. Oh, nice.
Are you able to move to the right-hand side so it's not in the way of the motion tracker?
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Yeah, okay, I'll just do that.
It's nice that it switches all the lights on for you, so it can see you better.
Yeah.
The big fear is like, it's Molotov cocktails to scare it away.
Is there only one alien?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, dear. Hey, have you got any chance against this at all? I mean, or is it just an evasion?
You can't kill it.
Because
there's no in a way. Even though there's handguns in the game, the handguns are not powerful enough to kill the alien.
At any point of the game? Like, not even like towards the end or anything?
Well, I don't know. I've not completed it yet, but...
I know it's there. It's pretending.
If you...
It's right on you, that's why.
Oh, God!
You should have a button to pull your head away from the vent so you can see...
What's
a bit...
that?
Just pull back. Pull back! Pull back! Pull back! Hold your breath, right, brother?
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
You indicated there to hold your breath, and it was near as that.
That's incredible.
This is not my favourite game.
All right, one more shot, and then should we give Paul a shot?
I think I might be waking your baby up. Just a guess.
If you don't know, Paul refers the baby as his penis. And Sam screaming turns him on.
Here he is.
He's, if you get bottom left hand of your sensor, it says he's 0.4, so I don't know what it's in yards, meters, or what, but I've never seen it.
Oh, he's right on you. He's right on you.
Right, yeah, you're pulling
on. Oh, he's walking away.
If you don't get to use that stuff, why even bother picking it up?
Because it's there!
It's more shiny! See what, this alien's terrifying, but God, I love shiny stuff. Oh, he's coming to the vent! Hide behind the drums! Get behind the drums!
That's what I'm doing!
Right! Forward! No, you don't mean it! You've not made it!
Totally have.
Oh. He made it.
The alien's peripheral vision is terrible.
Yeah, thank God.
I suspect he's just...
Right behind me!
Get your smoochies!
Right,
stay there. Like, keep the pipes on between you. You should have a lean button, something to help you lean. He's went through that room that you were just in, he's went down that.
Is he?
Yeah. Alright, let's go. He was on the opposite side before, let's go this way.
And now he's over here though.
No, you're not. That,
there's like four
no,
of them.
No. If you peel your motion detector again, that thing, that's your goal, the top left thing. That's where it's moving right. That's your goal.
What top left thing? The little orange dot?
No. There's like a green sort of rectangle that moves around when he's turning. See it?
Oh, yeah.
That's your goal. That's where we need to go. I think you went under a desk, I think. He's found you.
Why did he go under a desk? I didn't move him under a desk. Everything just went black. It's awful.
Alright, Paul, would you like a shot?
Right, okay, I'll have a go.
Alright. Right bumper.
Welcome to Radio Swansea. This is Dave Madoodla.
Welcome to 24 Hour Scat. right bumper is your motion detector.
Oh God, I feel so relaxed now.
Pay attention. Right bumper motion detector. Right stick click and crouch. Left stick to run. And that's basically it. And you've got like, oh yeah, you can start with the flamethrower. Alright, there we go. That's handy.
Oh, I've got a flamethrower, right.
Hold down the left trigger for to aim the flamethrower and right trigger to shoot it.
Hey!
But
he's got a flamethrower!
You get that with a controller.
Yeah, did you start with it? Oh, Paul's just wasted all his fuel. But maybe that Versal's cooked.
Paul, you're a knob.
You hold down B, you bring up your inventory thing so you can choose what you want. You use the left stick to select.
I can throw a flare at him. Awesome.
Do you know what? None of them.
You have to hold down the left trigger and light it, but I wouldn't light it right now because
none of them at all are any good. It's all about avoiding him.
Yeah.
It's your only way.
Yeah. So once you're ready, through that door and go. Is look the round all right for you?
Why am I coming out here? This seems like a crazy idea.
Oh, there he is already. Oh, no, he's seen you already. Maybe change your flamethrower.
I win!
Oh, he's had a spacker attack. No, he's got it.
I win! I win! Don't look at yourself. Don't look at yourself, Paul.
why he right there? Sorry, yeah, restart challenge.
Sometimes he is.
Oh.
Windows has crashed. Okay, yep. here we go.
I visions you wiping my save game there.
That's okay. Right, okay, we're right, off.
Remember, you're best crouching at all times, to be honest. You'd have to crouch once you leave this area. Then
oh, right, okay.
If you get to the point where you need to move fast, you're screwed anyway.
If you pick up the Vertsol fuel fire for your thing, which is over in that desk on the opposite side. Yeah.
Just the bratwurst.
Yeah. That'll come in handy, so if you do use your flame, the flamethrower will flush the alien away if you get the timing of it right, but then at that moment you have to move. Like, duck and go and venture outwards.
Get the
right,
motion
track. No. Right bumper,
right.
Right, get.
Let's go and run away!
Get in the cover, get in the cover!
Oh god, you're screwed already!
Oh, he got it just in time. Right, I'd suggest moving.
Run, Paul!
Yeah, use cover at all times. He's somewhere. Motion detector. Oh, there he is!
Vision's rubbish, though.
Yeah. Right bumper.
At EGX, I did not know that you could actually even get in the vents. I didn't notice them at all.
No. Right. Paul has become a sewer dweller. It's where he's now going to live his life. In the vents.
Paul is the king of the Morlocks.
He's over to your left somewhere, Paul. He's to your left. He's walked right in front of him.
Possibly.
Oh, he's running!
No!
No, he gets
no!
Through.
Go!
Keep going. Turn right here. Through there.
No!
Okay, off we go again. This is Sam now doing... what mission is this, Chis?
It's just a mission 7 or something in the game. Okay. That noise is your save game thing, so you use that. So you don't need to use that right to start the mission, but...
What?
Yep, it's in here.
Like, on top of me?
What's the plot of this game? Is it just like you are arriving
you're,
and all these things...
How's
it
being on top
aliens?
Of me already?
It's in the vents above you. So you can hear it moving around if you stop for a second. Yeah, just sneak around and complete your objective. Story is basically you play Amanda Ripley, which is the daughter of Ellen Ripley,
mm-hmm.
who's.
Is she really the daughter, or is she a clone?
Well, that's a point I know is she is a daughter, but who knows? But you have to go to the terminal now. But you. Basically, the black box from the first Alien game, the Nostromo, which is the ship Ellen Ripley's on, that goes, it gets destroyed.
Wow, computers are crap in the future.
Yeah. the black box gets found, so you're off this spaceship, this space station where the black box is found, only to arrive to find that basically the whole station's went to pot and there's an alien on the station. And you kind of, and as you play through it, you discover what's going on.
Ah, so you, basically every mission is you just moving about the levels and
yeah.
stuff and trying not to
yeah,
get
that's what you need to do. You need to activate that and select it. So. So.
I've done that.
Yeah. It'll be aware the alien, even in your very small area, the alien, as I found out, does come if you make too much noise. He's up in the vents just now. One thing to watch out with those vents, if you see goo coming out of the vent, do not walk underneath it. Dead.
So it's on top of me?
Yeah. Basically, if you get a thing like that where it's right on top of you, but you can't see him, it means he's in the vents somewhere above you.
Right, and notice, I don't know if it's coming through on the feed, but when you have your motion tracker up, the screen vision kind of blurs.
You should have a button where you can change your focus from the motion tracker to what's going around. You have to watch out for stuff like that as well, because if you knock stuff over, you'll hear it. You should have a lean button as well. It helps you lean around corners. Found it? Oh no. And then the air vent, yeah, it's up there to your left. We need to go. Why would you want what? Your indicator. Oh! No. I played that better and you got me sooner than that. Yeah, let you learn. I'll let you know when I hear it. And so I think he's still near me just now because I've not heard him coming. Is this a game you want to buy, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going to race out for it. It is excellent. It's just, I'm a pussy.
Right.
You stop moving.
Yeah, I'd advise you just move.
I think he's just round the corner.
I don't think he's come out of the air vent. Well, I didn't hear him the last time he came out, to be honest. Nah, he's not there. You'd see him if he was that close. Nah, he's still in the air vent. You can hear him moving around. He's actually walking around.
Is there a vent in here?
No. So he has to come through that door. So once you've done this rewire tool for the vent, this is where he appeared the last time. He might appear, he might not, because it is kind of random. It all depends how much noise you make and how long you take.
There's a doctor, medical officer.
Should be able to find out where they're keeping it.
Good luck, Ripley. Hurry if you can. Keep that way. Sam was literally crying there. And I believe there was a bit of anal leakage.
There was.
Flash off. Right, so that's the route you need to go. Still near vent, still near.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought it sounded like he was getting down.
Nah, you need to hear him, he makes a... I'll tell you when I hear the noise. Okay, there's a distinctive noise when he goes in.
Was it that noise?
Could well be out and about now. Oh, he's next door. Get under the table. On he can! Go the door, go the door! Oh, he's a bit back up the air vent.
Oh my god! Where's this tracker thing? Where's the key?
You need to go to the terminal there. You have to press enter on the touch.
Yeah, I did.
Because there should have been a passcode. There we go. 2505. Take that to the safe to your right hand side. So see, like it's a class safe? No, to your right hand side, next to the save point. Next to the save point. See it?
Oh. What are you doing?
Just use the keypad, I think you should.
Right.
There's your keycard in there. Now you stand up so you can see it. Right, now back to that door. Just walking about. Just go.
I'm brave. Oh, come on, it should be finished now.
I think he's still there a bit. Left gets to like 30s and whatnot, then it's close. It's up in the 80s, you're alright, it's a fair distance. Although you might have humans around this corner, if I remember correctly.
What? Humans?
Oh, there's humans. They're dangerous as well, they're hostile. I'm warning you.
Okay.
But it might be actually quite cool to see them kill aliens. Bear in mind, if they see you, they might open fire and attract the alien.
I'm gonna run.
Well, crawl away. Let them distract the alien. You're doing alright. Well, they'll be warned. Hostile android will attack you.
Okay.
So maybe try and fashion some sort of thing to use it against it.
Fashion have I not got any weapons?
You can
I've got a stun bat.
That'll stun it, I suppose, but you might want to use your revolver as well. I think you've got a revolver by this point.
I don't want to make any noise.
You might not have any choice. Because now you have to activate something to send. Oh, drool. panel in the centre of the room you have to use now. The android's now after you. That's that.
Why is he after me?
Because he's a dick. Yeah. Where he's walking down the console you need to activate, you have to hack him, it takes time, so I recommend trying to take this android out.
Have you managed to fashion something?
No, I'm not fashioning anything. I'm just going to beam up with a stun baton and then I'm going to shoot him in the head.
You can get behind him. Nope, oh, you don't have it. Don't have it. Keep it up, keep it up. Beat it. You've got a button you press here. Right, take a swing and back off. Yeah, I'd advise.
Keep flying through the air.
That's like a weird graphical glitch, I think. Try and change to your revolver. It's a weird graphical glitch. Run away from him. No.
I'm trying to use my revolver.
You have to hold the button down and then shoot it. I don't know what it was, or maybe hold down right click and then left click. Ah, there you go. Keep shooting, he's not dead. That's it.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm fairly sure that's going to have attracted.
Shut up, Paul. Shut up. How dare you?
Right, you need to rotate this thing, we're just going to do it without it tells you there until the
what?
Codes appear.
How do I do it?
Turn. Use the mouse.
What's that moving? Oh, it's things outside.
Right, keep rotating the mouse to it until you get a picture. There you go. And now you need to match the codes.
What? What do I mean, match the codes? I don't get it.
The codes and the code along
oh,
the top.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Yep,
what?
That one. No, you're right on the right one, that one. Then the next one. So there's three of them. Yep. Then one above. There you go. It's there. He's in there. You can walk around the left-hand side of it. Don't walk directly on anything. Oh, there's a human up there as well. Keep out for reds, keep out for humans. You swing your heart.
Going.
He's very low health.
He's going! Right,
oh, well.
It's done now. Oh, I need to wee.
Well, how did you enjoy that, Sam?
I didn't at all. In any way.
Yeah. So when you put your word into, like, you can fashion items that'll help you, like your med kit, you keep an eye on stuff, but.
No.
Jumping straight in is hard.
You cannot.
Nope.
You're better off just going.
Just dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh well.
If you're in that real situation where you just top yourself straight away, wank yourself to death in a locker.
No, I'd stick with you.
All right.
Put one in your kneecap when
and as long as you don't run me.
Up.
Yeah, all right.
What it's all about.
Cool. Well,
don't worry, Paul, I'd keep you alive.
All right, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
So everyone needs a sex skimp.
Well, we're going to try and do these more often. That was quite good fun, that. I think that was quite
although
entertaining.
Although, maybe set it up before we go on air.
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll try for
I have heartburn.
Less audio problems next time. But that's basically us. Cool. Thank you very much for watching. We will see you in about 10 minutes. Good night.